Today we're going to learn a little bit about scopes inside PHP, since we talked a bit about user-defined functions in the previous episode, and talking about scopes is going to help you understand how we can access different types of variables and functions and classes and so on. So we're going to talk a bit about scopes today. Scopes. Scopes. I'm pretty sure I'm saying it too fast. Scopes. So essentially what a scope is how or when you can access a certain variable or function or something inside your script. This means that right now, if I were to have this page that has nothing inside of it, and I were to create a variable, so I can go in here and I can say I have a variable, I'm going to call this one something like test, then I need to know exactly when I can access this variable inside my code. And we do have four different types of scopes inside PHP. We have something called a global scope, which is where my variable right now actually is, which means that we can access this variable from anywhere inside our scripts. We do also have something called a local scope, which is when we're talking about inside a function. So whenever you define a variable inside a function, you can't actually use that variable outside the function because it's locally accessible from within that particular function. We do also have something called a class scope, and classes is something that we are not really getting into right now. Classes is kind of something you learn about after you learn the basics of PHP, since object-oriented PHP programming is something that you should learn. But here at the beginning, it's not really something you need to worry too much about, but I will give a short example in this video here just to kind of give you an idea about what exactly a class scope is. Since we're talking about scopes, we might as well talk about all of them. We do also have something called a static scope, which is essentially when we have something that is statically declared inside our code. We need to talk a bit about what exactly that is and how and when you can actually access a statically declared variable inside your code. So that's something we're going to talk about as well. So now let's start by talking about a global scope. So as you can see right now, we have this script, I have introduced this script already. But we do have this variable that I just created called test, which is set equal to Daniel. And if I want to gain access to this variable, I can just simply go down and I can say echo and then echo out variable test. And if I were to do that, go inside my browser, you can see that we're actually going to get a spit out inside my browser because this is a global variable and I can just sort of access it from anywhere inside my script. So as soon as we declare something outside a function, or outside a class, it is inside the global scope of our script so we can access it. But now we do also have a local scope, which we talked about in the previous video where we talked about user-defined functions. Since whenever we create a function inside PHP, we do have some code inside the function and we need to know exactly when can we use that code and how can we use it inside our script in here. So now if I were to paste in a small example that I have here of a function, you can see that this particular function here is called my function. And we right now inside the function have a variable called local variable, and it's set equal to hello world. Now this particular variable I can gain access to within this particular function here. So if I were to actually go in and echo it out or return it, we can also do that because that is probably the better thing to do. If I were to go inside and actually return this value, go down below and call upon my function here, you will see that we actually spit out our return inside our browser. So if we were to do this, refresh, you can see we get hello world. But now what if I want to gain access to the variable inside the function? So if I were to go in and say I want to copy this variable and I want to echo it out down here because, I mean, I did declare a variable, right? But it's inside the function. So if we were to do that, refresh the browser, you can see, oh, undefined variable, which means that there is no variable existing that we can gain access to called local var. So as soon as we declare a variable inside a function, it is locally scoped within that function, so we can only access it within my function. And the same goes kind of the other way around, because if I were to go above this function here and create a new variable, so I'm going to say we have a variable, I'm going to call this one test again, I'm just going to set it equal to a string, so Daniel. And if I were to try and access this variable within this function, if I were to go in here and say we want to return variable test and actually spit out the function down here, then you can see that we're going to get another error message because, again, undefined variable, variable test, because it is inside the global scope, but not within the local scope of this particular function. But Daniel, didn't you say that the global scope can be accessed from anywhere inside the script? Yes, as long as it's not inside a particular scope of, for example, a function or inside a class, then we can gain access to it from within anywhere else inside our script. So anywhere else below here, if I were to go down here, write some code that is not inside a function, then I can, of course, gain access to variable test. But as soon as I start creating a function like I did here, it is going to only take into account the local scope of this particular function, unless I pass in the data into the function. And we talked about that in the last video too. We can do that by simply copying our variable and say that I have a parameter inside my function here. So I can pass in a parameter and then I can go down and, for example, spit out variable test down here because now I passed it into the function. And also we do need to make sure we go down and actually pass it inside the function itself when we actually call upon the function because we have to pass in some data. So if we were to do this, go inside, refresh the browser. You can now see that we're passing in data and we can now see it inside the browser. But now I did kind of lie to you just now because I did say that you could not gain access to a global variable inside a local function, but it is actually possible for us to do so. It's just not really a habit that you should get into doing unless you have a very good reason to, because the reason we pass in data in to the parameter of a function, just like we did here, is because we want the function to work depending on outside data. So if I go in and say, well, if we have this global variable, then all of a sudden the function becomes kind of like not as reusable in the wrong setting. So let's say we don't have this global variable and I say I want to grab it, then all of a sudden we start getting some weird funkiness going on. So what I can do, if I wanted to, is I could actually go in and just say, we're not gonna pass in this variable, which of course is gonna give us an error message just like before, because right now we cannot find variable test. But what I can do is I can actually go inside a function and say I want to declare a global variable, which right now is called variable test. And now because I declared that I want to grab one of the global variables inside the global scope, I can now use it inside my function. So if we were to save this, go inside, you can now see that we get Daniel. But we do also have a second way we could do this if you don't want to declare a global variable first and just directly gain access to it. So there's another shortcut to do this, which is also you can just go down and say we want to use one of the super globals we talked about in a previous episode. So I can go in and say I want to grab a super global called globals, and I want to pass in variable tests inside my globals super global. So in this sort of way, we're grabbing a global scope variable called test using this super global here called globals. There was a lot of tongue twisters in a row. So if we were to do something like this, go inside the browser, you can see we get the same result. So it's basically just another way of doing the same thing as declaring a global variable at the beginning of the function. But like I said, don't do this unless you have a very specific reason to do so, because passing in parameters is really the way you need to do it in 99% of cases whenever you do variables like this or functions. So now you know how to gain access to a global variable, but just know to use it sparingly and for good reason. So now that we talked about a local scope of a function, let's talk about something called a static scope. And a static scope is something you get whenever you create a static variable inside a function, for example. You do also have it inside classes, but let's go ahead and take a function as an example here. So if we were to go ahead and paste in my little example code here, you can see that inside my function, we now have a variable that has been declared as a static variable. And all I'm doing, let's actually go ahead and just do this to begin with here. All I'm doing is I'm going in and saying, okay, so static variable is equal to 0, and then I want to add 1 to it, and then I want to echo out the result. Or in this case, you just return the result and then echo it out down here inside my function. So if I were to do this, what you should get is 1, because when I run this function, we're taking 0 and adding 1 to it and then returning it. So if I were to go inside my browser, you can see we get 1. But now what happens if I do this a second time? If I were to go down here and say, I want to echo this out again, but what is the second echo going to be? Is it going to be 1 or is it going to be 2? Because remember, we're adding 1 inside the function. So if we were to go inside my browser, refresh it, you can see we get another 1. And the reason for this is that a function is meant to be a block of code that has code inside of it that you can just gain access to over and over again inside your code, so you can reuse the same code again and again and again. And because of this, they should not be influenced by each other. So if I use my function in one place, then it shouldn't change the same function when I use it in another location. Otherwise, it kind of defeats the purpose of my function. So whenever I use the same function again and again, we should get the same result every single time. However, let's say I go inside my function here and I declare a static variable. So if I use the static keyword instead, this particular variable is going to be shared by all the functions inside my code or inside my script anytime I use this particular function here. So if I were to go in here and say that my static variable is equal to zero and I add one to it, it means that now for all the other functions in the future, this particular variable is not going to reset itself. It is going to stay as one. So when I use the function the next time the number is going to get spit out, it is going to become two. And again, if I were to use this function a third time, it is going to be three because it keeps adding one to it. And because this is a static variable, it is going to be shared among all these different functions down here. Now, the last scope that we need to talk about is something called a class scope. And this may be a little bit premature because we haven't actually talked about classes and properties and methods yet and objects and all these things. But it is something that exists when it comes to scope. So I'm just going to mention it so you know a little bit about what I'm talking about here. So inside PHP, we have something called a class, which is basically like saying we have a template that has a bunch of variables and functions inside of it. I'm doing this because they're not actually called variables and functions. But so you know exactly what I'm talking about. They kind of work the same way as variables and functions, but within a class. So as you can see here, I have a class called MyClass, and inside the class, I have a variable, and I also have a function, which is actually called a property and a method. And these variables and functions are only accessible from within this particular class here. Now, I'm just going to stop myself here because I started talking about how to create objects and different things off this class. And this is not supposed to be a class episode. It's supposed to be about scopes. So all you need to take from this is that when we have a class like this, all the different properties and methods within this class, that's actually going to delete this static keyword here because that is actually useless right now. If I were to do this, all these properties and methods can only be accessed directly inside this class here. So if I were to go outside this class, I can't access these unless I make them static. And the reason you will make them static is for like entirely different reasons. Like there is actually a reason you might want to do that. But just for like regular usage, you don't usually do that. So this is what we call a class scope. So now we talked about global scopes, we talked about local scopes, and we talked about static scopes, and we talked about class scopes. Don't worry, we'll get to talk more about classes at some point in the future, but for now, let's just go ahead and stick to procedural PHP, and then once we have learned all the basics, then we'll get into like classes and object-oriented PHP and stuff like that. So for now, that is basically what scope is when it comes to PHP, so I hope you enjoyed this lesson, and I'll see you guys next time.